Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning and God bless you. Welcome to Morning Manna with your host, Apostle Diane Chappelle. I am having an interesting moment here. The enemy, I guess, did not want me to broadcast this morning. And so my screen went blank after my preparation. But God still is who he is. So this is going to be one of the great ones, glory to God, because I'm flying with the Holy Ghost for real this morning. Good morning again, and God bless you. This has been an interesting 40 minutes, glory to God. Let's pray. Father, we bless and magnify your name. We give you praise. We thank you for who you are. Wow. We thank you, Father God, for who we are becoming in you even the more. We thank you, Father God, for the challenges of our day that prove to us that we are stepping in the right direction. So we celebrate that which is intent to frustrate us. We celebrate it for the goodness of which it is accomplished in this moment. And for that, dear God, we give you praise. I thank you, Father, for every listener, those who hear by phone, by internet. I thank you for them on today. I release that mantle of the supernatural engagement today over each of their lives. Whatever has been blocking them, I decree and declare that it is broken now in the name of Yeshua. Glory to God. I thank you for the opportunity to show forth your power, your authority, and your majesty over the lives of these, your children. And for that, we give you praise. I thank you, Father, for this great city of Detroit. I thank you for all of your great cities out there. I thank you for this gate city that you're moving in so expeditiously with your power and might in this hour. And many of us are grateful that we have our hand on the throttle and that you are using us in this time and season, that you are shifting the winds to bring your purpose to bear even more on the land. So for that, we also give you praise. I thank you, Father God, and Holy Ghost, we thank you, for you are our guide, our teacher, our director, the one who will bring even the revelation that we need on this day. Thank you, Father, for teaching us. Thank you, Holy Ghost, for showing us that we are not dependent on our own intellect. We are dependent on your revelation. So we give you praise. So, Father, thank you for this glorious day. Amen. And we just go forth and see what you're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, glory to God. This has been interesting. Man, last week I announced that we were going to start doing sound bites, and actually I was going to start the first one this morning, and still, because this one would be just with me anyway. But for those of you that follow me on Facebook and are connected with me in other media, know that, or just watching some things, know that we're getting ready to have a major conference in Detroit, April 13th through the 15th, housed at the Western Book Cadillac in downtown Detroit, and having the word going forth. We're calling this the Strategic Apostolic Prophetic Realignment Conference, and we're focusing on the trumpet, the arrow, and the sword. The trumpet, which is the sound of the prophet, the arrow, which is the direction of intercession, and the sword, which is God's truth invading man's era. Joining us in that those couple of days of great interaction, if you want to call it, Pastor Ed Watts out of Gateway Church out of Flint, who will be standing in the place of trumpet. Bishop Larry Jackson out of Charlotte, North Carolina, will keynote us on Friday night at Cobo. He is a sword, bringing the God's truth invading man's era. Apostle Ellis Smith will be with us to release Kingdom Worldview, for us, and Apostle Bobby McAllister out of Charlotte, out of Jacksonville, North Carolina, will be coming for our commissioning service on Saturday, the 15th. And I'm standing as an arrow. I will release on Friday. So yeah, we just expect a great outpouring of the Spirit. We are. God is just unveiling things daily. He's giving us more, directing our steps, I should say. And so I'm going to be using this media sound, Blog Talk as soundbite for the next 4 weeks for our Sunday morning manna and other little bites that I'll be creating throughout the course of the week so that we will get clear understanding, clear direction, clear involvement in that which God is doing in this season. I'm telling you, it's amazing. On yesterday, I was in conversation with Apostle Vincent Poole out of Houston, Texas, and just talking about the commissioning and the launching. Those of you that have Facebook, make sure you go to my page, especially my fan page, Visions of Hope Fellowship Worldwide, and look at the banners that are being put up. I want to thank Pastor William Henley out of Charlotte, North Carolina, for doing our work on our banners, and it's just awesome things are happening. But check it out, and you will see the hand of the Lord moving as He is calling us together in this season. One of the things that I keep stressing, and things that we have to remind ourselves, because we all kind of fall in a trap, if you would. Sometimes the very thing that we've been looking for will be knocking at the door, and we'll miss it because we're so used to moving in a particular realm, if you would, or we're just moving in a particular place. And so we aren't sensitive to the alert sometimes, so that very thing that we're looking for is trying to get our attention. So we have to pray for greater sensitivity from the Holy Spirit. We have to be intentional in seeking His direction so that we can be sensitive to the shiftings, be sensitive to those things that are happening in a moment in time, because once that moment gets by, it's too late for oops. You know, it's too late to try to catch it. It's gone. It's in the wind. And so we want to make sure that we cover ourselves and avoid the distractions of hell that are intended to knock us off point. Just like this morning, this was really to get me to just, you know, blow up, get frustrated. Mm-mm. No, because if it's not in my intellect, it's in my spirit. So whatever the Holy Ghost wants to release in these few minutes, we're going to be together. It's coming forth. So I celebrate it. But we have to be sensitive to that. We have to be sensitive that there are distractions. There are things in the earth that the enemy will initiate, activate, and carry forth to keep us from receiving that particular thing that could well be changing our steps, that particular thing that could be changing our direction. And we have to be knowledgeable, aware of that. And we can weigh our points of victory. Hear me. We can weigh our steps of victory on the path daily just by the level of distractions that come across our path. Because distraction is to do just that, pull your attention away from that which has your name on it. Hear me. Has your name on it and ready to be deposited in your hand. And the enemy will do everything he can, and it's usually very successful in releasing a distraction that will get us off point. If we have tuned in to the Holy Spirit and together, ask the Holy Spirit, bring me to that place. Let me catch that which has my name on it. Let me be sensitive to those moments. And when we do that, we have shifted our conscious and spiritual awareness to a place that is so sensitive that we can hear the Holy Ghost whisper through an explosion. Come on, he can get it to us if we seek Him. Because what are we doing? We're turning and aligning our spirit and our mindset to the fact that everything in my body now is corrected, is directed in hearing. And the Holy Ghost is going to get that information to us. So don't let distractions, remember that. Distractions are coming. We shouldn't be surprised by them. In fact, you should expect them. If you're moving in Christ, if you're moving in the power of the Holy Ghost, if you're moving any kind of assignment, if you're shifting, if God is bringing you from one place to another, if the Holy Spirit is infiltrating, bringing things into your being and teaching and helping you mature, then you're supposed to be expecting this distraction. So that's the way the enemy operates. So not to expect a distraction is to put us kind of like on the other side of reality. Amen. We need to expect it. Expectancy will bring the victory. Amen. So we're in that place now, so I'm not surprised by the activity of this morning. But I bet you I'm covered. Amen. He caught me on that one, but he didn't catch me on that one. He caught me, but he didn't shift me out of position. I'm still moving in that, and this is what we need to do. We're talking about the truth of God. We're talking about him moving in power and might in our lives. We're talking about us moving in power and might in the midst of a situation. When we look at the world around us in a situation that seems to be unending and catastrophic, negativity, if you would. I don't know any better way to explain that, as we are all being hit by the negative things in life. But the hit, the success of the hit is measured by the buoyancy of that which it hits. Hear what I'm saying? Okay. Because if you buoyant and you feel with the Holy Ghost, you buoyant enough to let that hit bounce right back into the very face of the one that sent it. And we have to move in that so that we can be victorious in that. I want to let me just move like the Lord is moving. I've been saying winds of change for the last few days, and those of you that have not experienced a shift in the winds over the last two or three weeks, then you wait for it, it's coming. But the winds have been unimaginable in places. On last Wednesday, I believe it was, the wind struck Detroit in such a way that it whistled. I mean, it whistled, it popped, it did all kind of things. It drew people to the windows of supermarkets, and just to can't imagine the wind. And it wasn't so much that you could see it, but with such power and such force, it was no doubt it was there. And it, of course, it drew us to prayer that there would not be any destruction, especially any fatalities and anything that might happen. But it also, those of us that are know of the nature of the Holy Spirit as being the wind, and knowing that there are winds, that his wind changes those situations that we have become kind of normal, if you would. It's almost like it's a precursor. It's almost as if there's an introduction of something coming. And usually it is when you see rains and winds and those type of things in the earth, when you see atmospheric shifts, when you look at the sky and the sky begins to become almost as a canvas of the Father, you see lions of Judah, all kind of things. God gives evidence of his arrival. And when I say his arrival, I don't mean he's gone away, he's coming back. But his arrival, he's coming in another way. He's coming it's another shift. He's coming to, in a Kairos moment, to make a statement, if you would. And I believe that we're at this point of statements being made. This is the reason why distraction is increasing in your life, because he can't afford for you to see the statement. He can't afford for you to be informed because it's too close. See, that type of information is too close to your victory. Hear me. There's information that's too close to your victory. So, and the enemy is not trying to let you be victorious. Amen. So he's going to increase whatever he can increase so they can frustrate you out of position so that you'll miss what God is sending. What did I say? When? What does wind say to you? Wind means it's not a stagnant moment, that it's a movement, and it's a movement with great velocity. And so if it's moving like that, then our attention is required so we do not miss that which has our name on it. Amen. But so the enemy knows that, so he pulls up distractions in order to get us off point. Why does he use distractions to get us off point? Because he knows if we see it, we got it. Okay. If we see it, we have it. If the Lord says it's there, we got it. One thing, and let me say this again, and I know I say this all the time. God never brings us to a place that we are unprepared for the place. Amen. When God opens a door, he's ready for us to walk through. He's ready for us to at least be positioned to walk through. He's ready for our minds to come in agreement and alignment that this is something that's getting ready to happen. Because he would not make the presentation of an open door if it was not his intention for you to walk through it. Hear me? That would be teasing, okay? And that God is not, okay? So the door opens for the purpose of us going through. Now, the timing of us going through may differ, but the fact that we're to go through is not even up for discussion, or else the door wouldn't be open. Okay, so God sends that open door, and we're able to walk through. Now, we would think, well, will we get through in time? You know, some things happen so fast, and do we have the time to get through? Well, that other piece of that is that we have to understand that we don't live in time. We live outside of time with God. Time in earth time has nothing to do with us, because we are timed by eternity. So whatever it is that we need to get, we can get it in an instant. Because we aren't capturing it by the essence of man's time. We're catching it by eternity's time, and we're catching it in the realm of the spirit. Okay, so it's ours to take possession of. If that was not true, then enemy wouldn't be busy in distraction. Amen. If he didn't know that we were well able to get it, if our attention is in that direction, or if we even lean in that direction, we're able to get it. But so since he knows that, he operates with that tool of distraction so that we cannot get it. So there are three things that you need to be conscious of right now. There's something that God is getting ready to present you with, and it's at the door, and the enemy is doing everything he can to keep you from receiving it. And if you aren't careful, you will agree for it passing you by. Amen. Not consciously, not saying, well, I'm going to let this blessing of the Lord pass me by. No, in not being ready, in not being intentionally ready, not being engaged with Holy Spirit, that we are on one accord on this, and that everything that's happening in my life today is going to be predicated on me receiving this Lord for me. Every shift, every turn, every motion in the day is to be lined up with me getting this at the appointed time. That's worked out between us and the Holy Ghost. That's part of the conversation that we have. Whatever it is that I need from today, whatever has my name on it, Holy Spirit, I need you to bring it to my attention at the appointed time. And he does exactly that. So you need to know that God is depositing things in us right now that are for our tomorrows. He's depositing things right now that are to help us define our purpose. He's defining them right now. So if we get this information and then we don't do anything to tighten up our conversation with the Holy Spirit so we won't miss it, then that's on us. So we have to understand there's an open door, there's an opportunity that's at the door, and the adversary is doing everything he can to keep us from seeing the door. Amen. So we have to understand that. Number two, understanding that there are things that are getting ready to happen that are happening right now that have never happened before. You don't have any comparison to operate with. You know, I've said all the time, in transition, transition is a place that you can't compare because you haven't been here before. So you can't say, well, this is like that, or this is contrasted with that, or I was expecting to look like that. You don't have an expectancy because we've never seen it. So the only thing we can do is stay on alert so that when it comes, we will be made aware. and that's the intention of the Father. And that's not a time that we're waiting for. That is a season we're in right now. Hear me. We're in it right now. Yesterday, there was a shift in the spirit realm. And I woke up in the shift, and I woke up, 3:45 or somewhere around there yesterday morning, and there was a shift. And all that for a couple hours, it was intense. And so it didn't just shift for me. It shifted for the earth. It shifted for the kingdom. It shifted for you. And so we have to be sensitive in this hour to understand that something is moving and shifting and stirring in the earth right now, and that it's for ours to have. It's ours to have. It's for us to advance to that next place, to that next point. So you have the timing, knowing that there's an open door, and that you have been given the right to walk through the open door. But you've got to put your foot in motion, your feet in motion to get there. Understanding that there's already a shift, there's already an opportunity that has made presentation to you personally, so that you can move in the realm of the spirit to accomplish that which which you've been sent to accomplish. The third thing is you have to know and believe that you aren't going to recognize it when it shows up unless you're sensitized to it by the Spirit, because you haven't been this way before and you haven't seen it before. So there has to be an expectancy that is coming. And that expectancy, when you're expectant of it coming, then you're always on alert. Whether you on red alert or just got a low buzz going, you on alert. Okay, you may be in snooze, but you're on alert. Amen. So you purposely, I like that, you purposely do that, which is going to draw your attention, that it's time to move. And that goes back to that snooze alarm. You can doze off, but that snooze is going to cause you to wake up. And you keep waking up until you know it's time to get up, and you don't the same thing God is saying now. You can set your spirit to snooze with an awareness that wake up is right there. Amen. Am I making sense? You know, sometimes we look at things at a distance when we should be moving in it, because it's right up tight, right up close. Okay. So you have the timing, you have the open door, you have the transition, the thing that's coming, you have the alertness and the expectancy of knowing that it's not, that it's around 5 or 6 corners, it's moving, because somebody just got it 10 minutes before it got to me. You've got to have this kind of alertness, okay? And it's something that you have to work on. It's not a Sunday morning, Wednesday evening occasion. It's a 24/7 operation. It's something that you don't just do on appointed dates and times. It's something you have to do until your mind and your spirit come in agreement and alignment with what's going on, so that you do not miss it. You have to condition yourself, glory to God, for that which God is trying to get to us, amen, because he can't force it on us. But then the only way we'll receive it is out of our expectancy, because, listen, the expectancy that we have in the receiving is being brought on by the relationship we have with the one descending. You hear what I'm saying? That expectancy is bound with relationship. It's a waiting together. Amen. It's a waiting together for the arrival of that, which is going to bring increase in some form or fashion in our next steps. Amen. And we're in that right now. So we have to move in that, and we have to move in that with intensity and intentionally, amen, because if we aren't intense and we aren't intentional, we're going to miss it, because we have been crafted in another fashion, and now we're to move in a new place, which means that if I don't understand the relationship, if I don't understand the shift, if I don't understand the new, I will try to bring the old in to help me understand the new. It is not going to work. You will not bring old wine into a new wineskin situation. And we're in new wine. So there's some things that you have to drop. You know, in Luke, and Jesus told them when they left, don't take anything with them, not purse, no shoes, not anything. Just go. Amen. And we have to go with that mindset, which means there's some things that you've got to turn loose. Glory to God. And this is the word for somebody. You're trying to hold on to two things. You're trying to hold on to a memory of the past and still be obedient to moving in the purpose of God in this present day. That's not God. God would never put you in a place of split decision. No, your flesh is holding on to the memory of the past. God is trying to move you into the spiritual reality of the now. And the two aren't going to move together. So what happens? There has to be a settling of accounts. Glory to God. Amen. Hey, Holy Ghost, help me with that one. A settling of account. I've got to set the account that this is over and done with, because I can't take this where he's trying to take me. He's not renegotiating the call. He's not renegotiating your instructions. He is not going to scratch his head and say, well, okay, let's see if we can do this another way. Now, listen, he'll let you do it the way you want to do it, but you will not come out the same way you would have come out if you allowed him to do it the way he had ordained for it to be done. God will let you have what you want. Okay, he will do that. It will break his heart, but he will do that, because he knows that when he does, he loves us that much that he's going, then okay, I'll let you have it. But trust me, you aren't going to come out ever. You are going to experience the same thing that you would have experienced had you followed him. And the other thing about God, you'll never know it. We'll never know what we missed until the end of the day. And when I say the end of the day, I mean the end of this life. We will not know the things that we have missed. That's just how gracious and loving and kind he is. He would never thump us in the head with, you should have. Okay, you know, you could have, you would have, you should have, you would have, could have. Okay, he's not that kind of God. So it will sadden his heart that we prefer something other than what he has etched out for us. But he'll allow us to have it. And we will rejoice in it. We will be glad about it, but it will never measure the joy we would have had we did it his way in entirety. Amen. And that has to become a reality. So God will not force us out or into anything. So that thing that you are trying to carry with you, you might as well stay with it, because it can't carry over. It can't carry over. It was not intended to. Amen. And I pray, I feel that so strongly in my spirit. I pray you hear me and you understand that which God has for you. You would thump your own self in the head if you could see that far ahead of what he has for you and how it's going to impact your life. But that comes to that place of trust. That comes to that place of trust. We have to understand trust and faith are not the same thing. They're so closely connected, but they're not the same thing. Okay, trust and faith. We have faith in God, but we've got to trust him. We have to trust him, and by trust, and then regardless of what it looks like, I'm going by faith because of that's how I'm walking. But I'm trusting you to do exactly what you said. What does that do? It eradicates all the little terror mites, you want to call them. It eradicates all of the negative things that the enemy will try to get us to throw off course. It's like saying, okay, God, you got this. I'm gone. Wake me when it's over. Okay, I got this. Wake me when it's over. Okay, you got this. Wake me when it's over. There's got to be that type of trusting in him. Trust is absent of what if. There's no what if conversation. Those words do not present themselves in a trusting situation. And even when the mind tries to operate in the what if, because the mouth refuses to speak it, you have control over the mind. Shut it down. And we're not having that theater, that performance today. We're not going to deal with what if. I'm not getting ready to entertain those thoughts. So you have that power and control to do that. Amen. So this is where we're moving, and this is where we are. And the conference is coming up in April. Is not just a conference; it's a life changer. And people would say that, and they would be right in that. I'm not saying that this is the greatest thing that ever happened. I'm telling you, God is doing a new thing, and I can't tell you what it is because I haven't been there either. Amen. The only thing that I can witness is how he is unfolding or unveiling next steps. There has not yet been a meeting where we've sat at a table and discussed conference because it's not ours, it's his. He's already written the plan. He's already had discussion at his own council table. He knows exactly what it is, how he wants it to look. He knows who he wants to involve in it. And only thing he says, I'm looking for those that will carry the wind. I'm looking for those that will carry the change. I'm looking for those that are not trying to write a vision, not trying to write a plan, not trying to line anything up, but just follow my instructions, saith the Lord. Follow my instructions. And this is another word for somebody. Follow his instructions. You don't have a clue where you're going, what you're doing, or how you're going to act when you get there. Follow his instructions. You aren't supposed to know what it's like because you haven't been there. Follow his instructions. Wow. Hear me. Somebody hear that this morning. Follow his instructions. And I'm out of time. Glory to God. Keep a lookout. Stay aware that there are going to be some blog talk, sound bites, I call them, coming up this week. I'll be putting them together and posting them, so pay attention. No, these aren't going to run for about 10 or 15 minutes. Bringing in the voices of those that will release in the word, plus those that are sitting on the apostolic council during the conference. So look to hear from other voices as they speak to what they're sensing in this time and season. Not an overview of what they're talking about, but what are they sensing? What are they picking up in their spirit? And I'm telling you, what they're picking up will come in agreement with a lot of what you're picking up. So be attentive to that. If you have not yet checked out my Facebook page, please do that. Not only my personal page, but our fan page, Visions of Hope Fellowship Worldwide. And then our website, visionsofhopeworldwide.org. And take a look at that. Something is being released out of Detroit. I know it. And if you can hear the sound, you'll know it too. Amen. So, Father, we bless you on this day. We thank you for the perfection of this day. Thank you for the evidence of the coming perfection simply by the confusion, so-called confusion the enemy would have operating this morning. So I thank you that whatever is meant for evil, it is being turned to good for all of us on this line, on internet, all over. It's the good. It's your good that's being manifested in this hour. So I pray that each one will capture the essence of that which you're releasing in this hour, and that they will flow in the abundance of your provisions of prosperity even now. This pouring forth over each and every one of your children. I thank you, Lord God, for that which you are opening up. I thank you for the giftings that are being increased even now. I thank you for the callings that are being explained even to the greater. I thank you that you're moving them from one place to another as they progress into purpose so that they can make their place of destiny without being short of anything. So, Father, thank you for each and every one. I pray over their lives, their gifts, their families, their employment, everything that has anything to do with them, God. We lift before you today. And we pray, Father, for your hand to continue to rest upon each and every one of them by your grace and by your mercy is our prayer. In the name of Yeshua, Jesus of Christ, we pray. And let the church say, amen. Talk to some of you during the course of the week. Morning manna next week at 7. Sound bites throughout the week. You'll get that information. God bless you. Have a great day and a great week. Amen.